Ramsey TV.
Okay, well, we've got a little problem out there in Believer Land. Yes, there's just a slight problem, and I have to address it. The problem is that not everyone is aware that, well, this sounds obvious, but I guess it's not. Not everyone is aware that God is not exactly like human beings. God does not have the same problem human beings have. God does not have the same limitations human beings have. And to state it in a positive way, God is operating all things in accord with the counsel of his own will. He's doing everything in the universe, everything, and yet he still needs for people to have experiences and for people to be real and for people to have relations with other people. And so God has to do all this stuff himself. So it seems to some people that if he's doing all this himself, then the relationship can't be real because it's just God loving God. There's no such thing as creatures. There's no such things as beings. There's no such thing as relationships. Slow down. These are all illogical conclusions based on imaginations and emotions, really, and not on scripture, and definitely not on a proper understanding of the majesty and the omniscience, and especially the omnipresence of God. This is Martin Zender. I am operating from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, here at the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula. I make sense for a living. I do it for a living, in case you haven't heard that. I do it for a living 5 days a week. I make sense for a living 5 days a week. I also make sense on the weekends. You just don't know it because I don't broadcast on the weekends. So I'm going to begin it's going to be all week probably. I think I'll call this God is Not a Man, Part 1, because that's the main problem. And what I'm going to be dealing with here is two objectors to my truth, which is funny because it's not my truth. I didn't invent this, people. The truth that all is of God and all is through God. God is operating all things according to the counsel of his own will. And I know there are some people out there who don't like this. They don't want this to be true. They don't believe it's true. They don't see how it could be true because they think God thinks like them, and they think God has the same problems they have, and they think that God is somewhat operates as they operate in the world. Okay, that's the problem. So there are two people on the heels of my show that God not only creates everything, but he also carries everything out. Everything is being carried out moment by moment by him. And the two people who are objecting to this, one is a female, one's a male, which means this problem is not gender specific. I think if these two intelligent believers, friends of mine, intelligent people, if they can have this problem, and it is a problem, then other people might have it too. So I'm here to clear it all up, okay? And if you or other people don't understand my teaching, I blame myself. I didn't explain it correctly. If I do my job, you should get it. You should understand it when I put it all together for you. And then you say, okay, I didn't get that part. And maybe I have explained it imperfectly in the past. Maybe because of this friction that I'm getting thrown these objections. But what about this? But what about that? But what about this? But what about that? And this is causing me maybe to explain things in a way I haven't before, which will cause other people to understand it more clearly. And even I come to understand it more clearly. And the people who are objecting finally get to understand it at all. So that, I'm all for that. Before I get too deep into this, I need to acknowledge a gift that I received from Elaine Kelly. I'm sorry, Elaine, I haven't acknowledged this yet. I got this a week ago. She sent me a mask for the dreaded COVID, and This is what it says. See? Okay, I want you to see that on the show. You see that? I'm trying to get it lined up here. Yeah. So I'm not going to say what it says on the show because it's obscene. It's a dirty mask. I don't know how this dirty mask is going to keep me safe from the dreaded Corona COVID-19, but there it is. Thank you, Elaine Kelly. Appreciate that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to first, in this part one, introduce you. Some of you already know this, but some people don't know it, and they want to see evidence of it, of this epic truth. And unless you have this truth, in your mind and your heart, unless you totally understand this, you're going to make some crazy assumptions. Look at it. I have quotes from my friends, my two friends, one a male, one a female. They object to all the fact that all is of God. They can't see how we could possibly have a relationship with God if God is doing everything. They can't, the male person can't see how we even exist. He doesn't think we're truly existing if God controls everything. So, I'm going to show you, first of all, you must be establishing the truth that God does control and do everything. He has to, because he's God. It's his nature. It's a tough pill to swallow that God is actually the one doing everything and animating everything. It seems to make you less of a significant part of what's going on, a significant part of your experiences. And another thing this truth does, that all is of God, well, one of the main things it does is it hurts the human pride. And pride is involved here and in the desperate attempt to make God not be in control of everything. In other words, where the scripture says all is of God, these two individuals and others out there, many, every single Christian, they want desperately to believe that not all is out of God, because it just doesn't make sense to them. Doesn't make sense. If all is of God, then how can we have a real experience if God is doing it? We don't understand how that could be. Well, let me tell you this. It doesn't matter that you don't understand how that can be. It doesn't matter that it doesn't make sense to you. Who cares if it makes sense to you or not? I'm going to help it make sense. But the overriding thing here shouldn't be whether it makes sense to you or not, but this is the way it is. This is what God does. You have to deal with it, and now we'll talk about the details. Huh? How's that? I teach that, of course, the lake at the Great White Throne, some names are written in the Book of Life. Some names are not. Those names who are not written in the Book of Life go to the Lake of Fire, which is the second death. I've had people object to that. Well, I don't understand how that can be. I don't understand why God would do that. Why would God resurrect people from the dead, judge them, and then put them in the second death? I don't understand why God would do that. Well, if you happen to get voted into God to be God, if this God retires and you become God, then you can do it the way you think is right. Okay, then we'll do it your way. But right now, we already have a capital G God, and I think that it's not really great to question why he's doing it, but just believe that he does, because it's plainly written that's what he does, okay? And it's also plainly written that all is out of God, through God, and into God, that God is operating all things in accord with the counsel of his own will, that God is operating in us to will and to work for the sake of his delight. And yet there are those who say, but I don't know how that makes sense, that he can be doing all that and we can still have experiences and relationships. Well, that doesn't matter if you can't figure it out or not. I'm giving you the facts, the scriptural facts. And I will say it's notable and significant as we launch on this five-part series. I hope it's only five parts. It's important to note that neither of these people gave me one scripture verse. How can I even exist if God is doing everything? How can you say I'm a mere puppet? Being a tool in the hand of God would completely preclude me from being a daughter of God and having a relationship with him. A totally illogical, but it's an emotional argument. From the soul, from the emotions, from the heart even, but none of that matters. Because I bring you truth from the scriptures, and we have to deal with these scriptures. And I can prove to you that everything is through God, that nothing that happens happens apart from God. Not our emotions, not our thoughts, not our movements. Nothing, nothing, nothing. This truth will send a torpedo into the hull of human pride. Yes, it will. And I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. It'll be good for you. It's good for you to eat a little humble pie. Speaking of pie, these people and a lot of people, some of you out there maybe, and all of Christians, they want a piece of the God pie. Oh yeah, want a piece of the God pie. Offended, this is very subtle form of pride, offended by the very idea that God could be animating them to do things. And that is, unless they believe that unless they are independent of God, then it doesn't count. Unless I'm independent in my own way, unless I'm independent, then none of my actions count. If I'm being controlled by an outside force, then I am being nullified, so I don't even exist. And yet, there you are. There you are. You exist. I'm emailing you. I call you on the phone. You exist. How could you exist? And God is operating in you to will and work for the sake of his delight. How can it be? Well, I'm going to explain all that to you in the next 5 days. It's very simple. It has to do with God being spirit. I'm going to get into that maybe tomorrow. Spirit animates everything. I'll get into it now just briefly. The Spirit of God animates everything. Nothing moves apart from Spirit. Spirit is the life force. Spirit causes you to think certain thoughts. Spirit causes you to fall in love with somebody. Spirit causes you to love God. It's the Spirit that's doing all this. That's the fuel. And John 4:24 says God is Spirit. And the is in the Greek text is in light face type, meaning that this is a literal truth, God's Spirit. For instance, in another place, it says God is love, but the is in dark face type. That means it's a metaphor. God isn't literally love, because love is an emotion. God is God. But we're saying God is like love. That would be the simile. But the metaphor says God is love, and you know it's a metaphor in the Greek when it's dark face, is. But in John 4:24, the is light face. I know it because I got in my concordant literal New Testament, it's light face. That means it's not a metaphor. That means it's smack dab literal truth. God is spirit. That means that's what he is. He is spirit. Spirit. So the spirit is God. And the spirit is the fuel that causes everything. And yet these folks and other folks want to be a little bit independent. They want to have free emotions so that they can freely love God. Well, if they're doing something, if their heart is moving, if their arms are moving to love someone, how is that happening? It's happening by what? Some independent source within them? What do they got? Ever ready batteries? They don't need a spirit of God. They got ever-ready batteries, 9-volt, D batteries, C batteries. What is it? 4D batteries. What do you got in there? What do you got in there? A dynamo? Or is it that everything consists and exists and is carried through by God's spirit? Well, if that's the case, then that's God. That's God. God's doing it all. Sorry, he has a big problem. This is his problem. He has a problem you don't have. You know what his problem is? He's God. That's his problem. That's a big problem you don't have. You can't relate to that problem because he is God, so he does everything. He just does everything. He can't help it. He's God. It's like, sure, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I'm spirit. Everything is animated, carried through, and cohering by spirit. So what am I supposed to do? And I know you people still need experiences, and you still want to love me, and you still want to feel like you're responsible for taking out the trash. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to cause you to feel that way. Yet my spirit's going to cause you to have experiences, to feel like you're a person, to love other people, to have a relationship with me. My spirit's going to do all of that. Oh, I'm offended by that. Get your spirit out of here, because unless your spirit disappears, then I'm not a full person and the experience just doesn't count. And yet God says, but the only reason you're having the experience is because of the spirit. So the fact that people want to be left alone, at least for a little bit, so I can have some independent wiggle room. I want some wiggle room so I can do my thing. I want to paint a painting. I want to sing a song, and I want to do it independently, God damn it, because I want to present it to God as a gift. I want to present it to God and say, guess what? Knock, 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 knock. I got a surprise for you, God. While you was over there giving me a little wiggle room, I made a painting for you. I made a little clay figurine for you, and I present it to you right now. Oh, that's a big surprise. Well, I think I'm going to take a longer coffee break next time, see what you can make then. I only was gone for 5 minutes. Yeah, give me a little wiggle room. Just who's operating your life while you're in this little area of wiggle room? Ooh, everybody wants the wiggle room, don't they? Yes, everybody wants the wiggle room. Ouch. It hurts the human pride. That's the big problem here, is that the pride is taking a hit. People don't like that. The other problem is they think God is a lot like a human being. The other problem is, oh, this is a big one, not aware of the absolute and the relative perspective. These are two perspectives on things, one from God's point of view, one from the human point of view. And people, including these individuals, they can look at things from the human point of view and think that that's the absolute point of view. In fact, one of these people, the female one, said that the fact that I am clay and that I'm free are both absolute truths. Well, no, you only got 50. You got 50% of that, right? Only one of them is an absolute truth, and that's that you're clay. The relative truth is that you feel free and that your movements feel to you like they're spontaneous, and you have emotions and you gush, and you think that because it feels free, therefore that must be evidence of your wiggle room. No, no, no. God is causing you to feel that way. That's the Spirit of God causing you to feel that way. Because God's Spirit, how do I know? How do I know? Martin, how do you know that's the Spirit of God? It's not too hard. Because nothing exists apart from the Spirit of God, which is God. Therefore, it's not too hard. And God gave you that experience, and that doesn't conflict. You having an experience and you being in this beautiful bubble of ignorance where you don't know what's going to happen next, that does not clash with the truth that God is doing all these things. It's God is the fuel behind all your feelings and emotions. You still have them. It doesn't preclude you having them. That's like saying that, well, if a lawnmower is running by gasoline, therefore it's not a real lawnmower because it's being fueled by something else. Unless that gasoline is all taken out of the lawnmower can't have a legitimate grass-cutting experience. The lawnmower can't fall in love with a weed eater because it has to be independent. It can't have fuel because it's cheating. We can't say that there's some outside force acting on the lawnmower. Therefore, the lawnmower doesn't exist. Do you see what I'm getting at here? It's illogical. The Spirit is the fuel that makes everything happen. To think that you want to be independent of the fuel of motion and thinking, the fuel that causes you to move and think, that you want to be independent of that so that you can have a legitimate relationship, that's counter sensible. It's counter logical, which is another way of saying illogical, because the only way you can do these things is by the Spirit of God. I've made a lot of sense so far today. I'm pretty happy with what I've done this Monday. So I'm going to stop there on a high note. That was brilliant, I think. And tomorrow I'm going to show you scripture, first of all, that proves all is of God. Proves. There's a definitive verse. Other verses, they say all. And people say, well, how do you know that all means all? And that all could mean some. How do you know that? Well, I got a verse that there's no argument about it, and I can prove it. And we'll do that tomorrow. And I'm going to go into again the fuel that makes everything happen, the Spirit of God. I'm going to go into these problems again, and then we're going to get specific. We're going to go over every single point and every single quote from every single word that these two friends of mine, dear friends of mine, and fellow believers put forward. And again, if they're having these doubts, some of you might be having them, and if anyone's looking over your shoulders, they might be intrigued by this conversation. I know I am.